strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 21st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Taryn. We have the roulette to talk about, got noms to talk about, and some possible scenarios.
Some scenarios. Yeah. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 45 in the house, and all hope is dead.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one who feels that way. It was like this sense of impending doom as the day went on and on and on, and all hope is lost.
Yes. I mean, basically, the second they introduced this twist, they ensured that the cookout was going to be pretty much running through the rest of the game for a little while. But there were still some niche scenarios where things could play out to potentially put some wrenches in that plan. Those niche scenarios have not played out at this time. Do not appear that they will play out. That coupled with the potential triple eviction incoming, we have some waiting to do, I think.
Yes, I think that's a good way to put it, because as I sort of watched my hopes and dreams slip through my fingers through watching the feeds, I was like, maybe I'm okay with the hurricane coming and knocking out our power. So then I have to distance myself from the feeds. Maybe I'm okay with that. But you know what? Look, we're here. We're going to do our job. We're going to talk about everything that happened and do our best to march on forward.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. We started the day. Sarah Beth has, of course, won the HOH. She initially was going to do something interesting, but Kylan got in there. Great job by Kylan. Great job by Kylan. He's going to spend the morning bragging about it to Azza, how he got Sarah Beth to do whatever he wanted. And he's going to talk the rest of the day about how if he wants to change things up, all he needs to do is tell Sarah Beth to do it and she'll do it. So, it's also fair. So
he's never had more confidence in his ability to control his pawn. So he's very much riding high on that feeling, which honestly, I kind of don't blame him. Like, I mean, when you took what Sarah Beth was planning on doing and then just worked your Kylan magic, I guess props to him.
Yeah. So Sarah Beth's going to let Xavier know the new plan, which is Claire and Big D on the block. Xavier's like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Love that. Really worked your magic.
Man, you're smart. Yeah, that's great.
I personally really love this.
She's going to let Big D know the plan, which is that he's going to go up on the block. He's less pleased. He's not happy about touching the block again.
No. I think he first is a little, he's a little cheerful, and then you can sort of see the frustration start to come out more and more through the conversation. Like, clearly by the end, he was very peeved, and even Sarah Beth tries to justify it. It's like, well, if there wasn't any power, neither you nor Azza would ever touch the block, but power, 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 yada, yada, yada. He's like, I don't care. Like, I'm still frustrated by this.
Yeah, I'm not frustrated to you, just annoyed at the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just like a general frustration. No, not targeted at all. But then he was talking about like, oh, I feel checked out. But I wasn't quite sure what that meant. Like, because the whole pawn thing, I don't know, is a very like, I don't know what you're trying to say here.
Yeah, I mean, I think last week, Big D was like, okay, I'm being used as a pawn, but I did this myself. He convinced himself that like, okay, this isn't like a great place to be, but hey, Dr. Will was a pawn. Dr. Will doesn't win anything. I am maybe like Dr. Will, just kind of biding my time running this house, volunteering for the block to save my friend Britney, and then Britney left, and he was like, but still, I'm still gonna do the things. And then Sarah Beth comes up, she's like, sorry, dude, I gotta use you as a pawn. And he's like, still running the game. Yep. Just not winning anything yet. Dr. Will didn't win anything. So, you know, we still got some red.
Running the game. Yeah, there was a conversation later that really gave me some insight on how Big D perceives his gameplay. And him and Azza are talking about being floaters in the game. And Big D's like, well, but I'm planting seeds, though. So, like... yeah, okay, maybe, but I'm planting seeds, okay? I was the one who something that happened today, I told that to happen. I said I wanted that to happen, and it happened. So he clearly feels that he's doing his best.
Yeah.
Making moves.
Yeah. I think slowly, like, the armor of self-delusion is crumbling away as he realizes that he says, I don't want to play a floater game, but I'm kind of forced to at the moment because of Brittany leaving, is now we're the pawns, and you know, we're gonna win. So hey, but Big Brother, throw us a competition that we can win here. Give us something here.
Yeah, so ready to win some comps for sure. You go, Big D.
So Sarah Beth is also gonna talk to Claire. Now we missed most of this conversation. I don't know how long it was, but the mm-hmm. feeds were not on it until the very end. Presumably this is Sarah Beth letting Claire know that she is going to be going up on the block. Now, Claire, she talked to the cameras last week. She said, I'm not going to be an easy pawn anymore. I'm going to be like, F you.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I think that's what she needed to do in this conversation.
Yes.
What we heard was, I get it. It makes sense with you when you explain it that way. Yeah, no hard feelings. No hard feelings at all. And then Sarah Beth leaves and she's like, oh, damn it.
That, why didn't you do that, Claire? Oh my gosh, this was so frustrating because, like you said, we only caught the very, very tail end. And Claire's saying things like, yeah, literally no hard feelings. No, no, your feelings should be hard. All the hard feelings. Like, I don't know if you want to be part of the delusional Claire club also, like a lot of the Claire fans out here, but girl, like, come on, give us something. You're giving me nothing. I need you to even have some modicum of frustration in your voice when you're talking to Sarah Beth. She genuinely just sounded like, oh yeah, okay, well, like not fighting back at all whatsoever.
I have not a single soft feeling in me right now. No. Is what you mean to say.
Exactly.
This is your, theoretically, your ally. She just last night said, you're not touching the block. You are, I want to move forward with Jackpot. And the following morning, after being up all night with Kyland, she's like, yeah, actually, you got to touch the block. She's like,
yeah, oh my God. Fun.
And the thing too is that, like, she's not even that convincing in how she's cool with it. So it's worst of both worlds, where it's not like she's acting like she actually trusts Sarah Beth, because mm-hmm. it's leaking through to Sarah Beth that she's frustrated throughout the day, but she's also not actively doing anything about it. So it's, you know, it's just, no, Claire, this is not it.
Yeah. No, this is not effective. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, and also the twisted logic of, well, if I'm on the block, I won't get picked by the roulette. What? I just hate that. Like, in general, from anybody, if anybody says that, I just get frustrated at the notion. I'm sure she's just saying it because, but still, it, like, annoys me.
Yeah. And I think an argument to be made. Okay. Being on the block could actually be a good thing this week, sort of similar how it was last week, where being on the block was better for her than not being on the block. She could have been a backdoor target as opposed to being somebody that was taken off the block with all the mm-hmm. vetoes that happened. However, that's how Sarah Beth presented it. A lot of people will be playing in the roulette and they will take you down, and that would make her safe the whole week. And so that makes a little bit of sense, as long as you have a little bit of hustle, right. And you start talking to everyone and making sure that they're playing in the roulette and that they'll take you down if they do. She does go right up to Derek, who is sleeping in the have not room. And she wakes him up and she says, yeah, so I'm touching the block. He's like, huh? She's like, yeah, not kidding. I'm not touching the block. It's pretty annoying. And he's like, oh, I'll take you down. She's like, cool. You go back to sleep. Like, no, this is, as Rob said, DEFCON 5 or 1, whichever one is the worst.
Hello. Red flag. And I think what's also frustrating for Claire too is the fact that she knows that Tiffany can't play because she knows that Tiffany spent her money unless she gets $100. She spent the money on the game last time, but Sarah Beth doesn't know that. So Sarah Beth, part of it is like, she's also thinking that Tiffany is going to be able to play. And of course, Tiffany would want to play to take Claire off the block. Just, whew. Yeah. Bad.
In the meantime, Hannah, Tiffany, and Xavier are going to be talking. Tiffany's been informed of the plan now. She's, you know, not pleased with it, but she was pessimistic from the start, so she's not overly surprised. And she's still feeling at this point, she is willing to sacrifice Claire if it means that she gets to keep Derek X around. Derek X is more valuable as a what did we call it? A pointy shield. So the whole thing now is that Sarah Beth has told people that she wants them to play in the roulette. So the tricky part is that if Tiffany plays or if Hannah plays, they will be expected to pull down, Claire, with the roulette. Because again, how the roulette works is that the winner of the roulette power has to pull one of the nominees down, and that nominee will then be replaced by a random draw. And the person that got pulled down will be safe. So if, for instance, Hannah or Tiffany won the roulette power and they pulled Claire down, which is what they would be expected to do, it would be very strange if they took Big D down, then Claire may be replaced by a cookout member. In fact, the odds are more likely that they'll be replaced by a cookout member than not. And then two cookout members will be on the block next to each other, which is not good for any period of time. If a non-cookout member wins the veto and chooses not to use it, that would be devastating to the cookout's game. So obviously that can't happen, but Hannah is also supposed to play. She will have the money to play. Everyone knows she got 75. She'll get at least 50, which means she'll have the money to play. She said she'd play. And now she's in this tricky position. And her solution is, I think I have to play and I think I have to throw it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And I mean, she shares this with, I think she talks about Tiffany, talks with Xavier about this plan of the fact that, look, this is going to put me in a really, really tough position that I would be expected to take Claire down. So, yeah. And this is rough for Claire also, because one of the people that she thought would be a shoo-in to take her down if she won is going to throw the competition.
Yes. So for Xavier, the plan has been, if Alyssa gets the money to play, she'll play. If Alyssa does not get the money to play, then he will have to play. Now, Alyssa would need to get $75 in order to be able to afford the roulette game. And so the ideal scenario here is that Alyssa, maybe the audience is dumb enough to give Alyssa the money to play in this this roulette competition. So then Alyssa can play, so Xavier doesn't have to waste his money, so he can lock in the Coin of Destiny power next week. And just like that, then Alyssa can do their dirty work for them, pull Big D down, and they can move forward. So if Hannah's playing and Alyssa's playing, then Hannah can throw it to Alyssa. Tiffany can throw it to Alyssa. If Xavier has to play, they can just throw it to him. Either way, they can get Big D off the block rather than Claire. So that is the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And for Alyssa, I mean, there was some conversation about who Alyssa would use it on. I think Sarah Beth, and I don't remember when this was from, but like, it ends up getting reiterated several times later, as you will find out. But this whole conversation about like who Alyssa would use it on, but Xavier really is her closest ally at this point. And so essentially anything that Xavier says, most likely Alyssa will do, because, you know, that is her closest relationship now that Christian is gone.
Mm-hmm. So the nominations go through. Claire and Big D are put up on the block, and it's not looking great for Claire here. At this time, but it's vitally important that, because it's looking even worse for Derek, it's vitally important for Derek to play in this roulette competition, with Hannah, potentially throwing it, then, you know, Alyssa might not even be able to play. It'll be Xavier. If Derek wins this and he pulls down Claire, then Sarah Beth, Claire, and Derek X will all be safe. And only Alyssa will be the only person not in the cookout who is vulnerable. And she's not even on the block unless she gets really unlucky and is the one in like six or whatever chance of going up via the roulette. That's very unlikely. What's more likely is that a cookout member gets put up on the block next to Big D via the roulette. And then it's just a matter of, again, a non-cookout member winning the veto, keeping them the same. And things would likely be more interesting this week in terms of where we might go. However, Derek is going to talk to Sarah Beth right after the nominations, and she lets him know, you don't have to play. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, because think about it. Hannah's going to play. She'll take Claire down. Tiffany will play if she gets the money. She'll take Claire down. Alyssa will play if she gets the money. She'll take Claire down. So why would you waste your money? And look, even if things for some reason play out a different, Big D's the target. You know, Big D will go home next to Claire. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. There's no need, you know, but you do what you want. I'm not telling you that you should or shouldn't do it. You do what you want. Whatever you feel comfortable with is kind of what Sarah Beth is going at here, which I just like, oh, alarm bells. And it's tough because obviously we can see the full situation, but I'm sure for them in the game, I mean, Derek X also, he's someone who I think has shown to be very trusting. And so when he is putting his stock in people like Tiffany and like Hannah, and then he's being told these things of like, yeah. Hannah's like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to play, blah, blah, blah. Like, but she's going to throw it X and DX. And like, you're going to be in danger. Like you in danger, girl.
Yeah. So Hannah and Claire talk, and I've got plenty of condemnation for both Claire and Derek today. Hannah and Claire talk. Claire also agrees with this notion because Hannah's proposing that basically it doesn't make sense for both myself and Derek to play in the roulette. Surely we only need one of us to play in the roulette. It would be silly to have both of us play a person that's on the block and is, you know, needing us to take you down so that you're safe this week. And Claire says, as the person who needs my allies to play in the roulette to keep me safe this week, I agree. You both shouldn't play. That would be silly.
Oh my gosh. I was so frustrated. I was like, how are you letting them get away with this? The one thing you should be in Big Brother is self-interested. And this is a situation where I understand that Claire, or at least from my perspective, what I think Claire is trying to do is to play for the slightly bigger picture for the next few weeks. That she, when she is in the house next week, will then have Derek X, who will also be in the house next week under their assumptions, be able to use the money to get the coin. So it seems to be all about like, well, we still need somebody who's going to be able to get the coin. If you spend your money this week, you're not going to be able to spend your money the following week. However, you cannot benefit from the coin if you are not in the house next week. You need to stay this week.
They are all blinded by this coin of destiny. It is ridiculous.
Yes.
This is got to be one of the worst twists Big Brother has ever made, because it has just completely conned all of America's favorite players into reaching for this thing that is basically unattainable. And while they're reaching, they're just getting stabbed left and right so that they don't get it. It's America. They literally were like, it's time for America's vote. Who do you want to see targeted this week?
Yeah, exactly. That's really what the caption should have said. This is your opportunity to have your favorite targeted by everybody else.
Yeah. The thing about the position for Claire, because you can almost see it for Derek X, where you're like, okay, maybe there's some value in getting this coin of destiny, but I mean, if you won this roulette power and you were able to take out somebody random, let's say it's Big D, let's say it's Xavier, let's say it's let's say it's Kylan. Maybe Kylan goes up with this roulette power. There's a good chance you can just randomly take somebody out. that's just as good as having a coin of destiny. In fact, it may be even better. I mean, you have basically, think about it, if Derek wins this roulette power, he takes down Claire, then Hannah, Tiffany, Azza, Alyssa, Xavier, Kyland. That's four people that would be great to go up on the block, and he gets, and they get to do whatever they want basically this week. Mm-hmm. And two people that would be bad. That's pretty good odds. That's one, that's a, you know, 66% chance of a good outcome if he wins the roulette power. If he wins the coin of destiny, it's a 50% chance that he gets to do the thing that he wants to do. That's not as good.
I think the other thing that for some reason no one's talking about is the fact that so many people are priced out of the coin anyway.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
And maybe that's the, or I don't know, maybe then that's the motivation why DX is like, well, I'm, you know, it's a 1 in 50 chance potentially that I'll get it, like based on just the number of people that can play theoretically. But so many people, even just based on last week, like, you know, Kyland got $50, even, just like, there's no way he got the $100. He's going to get it 3 weeks in a row and play the 50, which is what he'd need to get the coin. So like, he's already priced out of it. You could take out the one other person who could afford the coin this week and then just not even worry about it the following week. It feels so, it's almost like they're playing for the slightly longer game, but it's very short-sighted.
It's very short-sighted. And I also think it's short-sighted. It's even more so short-sighted because, again, I can see the argument for Derek X. Maybe if he wins HOH, maybe he doesn't win, he'll prevent somebody else from getting the mm-hmm. coin. That's fine. But if you're Claire, who cares if Derek X gets this? Who's yeah. going to use the coin of destiny on Claire? Not a single soul, except if she's already screwed by the cookout, which she is. Right. But if, even from Claire's current perspective, surely nobody would even, because, you know, if we give Claire the real information, because it's always difficult to analyze mm-hmm. at this point. Mm-hmm. They don't have the real. Right. But with the real information, obviously she should do this. But even with her information, she should want Derek to play because, okay, let's say Derek wastes his money here. Worst case scenario, your enemies get the coin of destiny and they're able to take a shot at your alliance at, you know, the final nine. And, oh no! Derek X is going to go home at the final nine. My biggest endgame competition in my alliance gets sniped out by an enemy at the final nine. And now I'm going to the end with Tiffany and Hannah. And Big D and Azza. Oh no. What a worst case scenario.
She'll never win. Yeah, it's because I've seen her play, Claire play over the season, and I've seen her do those camera talks where she's done a critical evaluation of her spot in the game, where she needs to go from where she is currently. It's like that just completely evaporated now that she's actually genuinely in trouble. This is when you need to be fighting. And it's just, it was really difficult to watch.
So we're going to get the roulette competition. Derek X is going to confirm that he doesn't want to play this, if he doesn't have to, and he doesn't feel like he has to. So feeds go down for a while. And, when they come back up, we learn a few things. We learn that Hannah played mm-hmm. and Alyssa played in the yep. competition. Alyssa played because she did receive $75. The audience was dumb enough to give her $75, which was enough to play, which means that Xavier got to not play, which means Xavier has been able to bank his money, meaning that Xavier will be able to, even if Derek somehow survives this week, Xavier will be able to afford the coin next week. And of course, will be going after Derek X next week as well. Alyssa won this competition, which is not too super surprising considering that Hannah was planning to throw it. Alyssa then decided to pull Big D off of the block instead of Claire. And I mean, there's a whole rant we can do about how dumb that is, but she's so far, you know, it's
too far gone
into yeah. Xavier's world that we won't even go there.
It's not worth it. It's just not.
But she pulls Big D down and Big D is replaced at random roulette draw by Xavier. So Xavier is on the block now next to Claire.
That I did appreciate. There was something very poetic about Alyssa being the one to win, pull Big D down in a questionable move at best, and then X go up in her place. But it still stands that there is one cookout member on the block, only one. And that, that's all the outs the cookout means.
Yeah. And I'll give Alyssa this. Of the four non-cookout members, she has at least made moves that make sense for her own perspective. Like Sarah Beth, even from her limited, like if we just pretend that the cookout doesn't exist, Sarah Beth is still making a terrible decision. Mm-hmm. Derek and Claire are both making terrible decisions. Mm-hmm. At least if the cookout doesn't exist, the logic makes sense as to why Alyssa would pull Big D instead of Claire. Mm-hmm. But the cookout does exist.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, that is the, oh, yeah. Yeah. For her.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Cause I mean, the conversation that we end up hearing as to why Alyssa pulled, Big D down was because that if anybody sits next to Big D, for example, Xavier, he gets randomly chosen sitting next to Big D, that Big D is the ultimate pawn. You know, they saw how Brittany went home in an essentially unanimous vote. And so they didn't want the same thing, or Alyssa didn't want the same thing to happen to X. And Sarah Beth sort of echoed a similar thing about Kyland, or at least that's the story that they're going with.
Yeah. So that's what happens here. Xavier replaces Big D on the block. And ultimately, it really doesn't matter whether it's Big D or Xavier. Yeah. All the cookout members are interchangeable at this point in terms of, you know, being on the block. None of them are going to go home as long as they're sitting next to a non-cookout member. However, this does open the door for somebody like Derek X, and not somebody like Derek X, specifically Derek X, to win the veto, because Alyssa is now safe for the week. Sarah yes. Beth as HOH is also safe for the week. That means if Derek X wins the veto and uses it on Claire, all four non-cookout members would be safe, and a cookout member would have to go home this week. Mm-hmm. So that is the only little tiny scenario left where things might be not what they're looking like. But we do have a rundown here. Basically, how the money played out, we believe, is mm-hmm. Derek X got another 100,
yep.
And he banked it. He's now mm-hmm. at $200 that will go to waste. And then, we've got, Big D, who got another 100, who did not spend, his money.
He did not spend his money. So he has 150. So if yes. he's in the house next week and gets a third week of the $100, he will be able to buy the coin or pay, yes. play in the coin game, whatever.
So it may end up being Big D versus Xavier for the coin of destiny.
Yes.
That's going to be really compelling as to which one gets to take out either Claire, Alyssa, or Derek, or Sarah Beth.
Well, because Xavier got 75, right? So he got 75 twice. So he Xavier needs the 100, yeah. though, yes. to get the coin. So assuming both him, Derek, F, Big D, and X get it, then they'll both be able to play. Which, by the way, aside, this isn't unanimous, the coin, right? But they know the few, theoretically, they know the few people that have the money to be able to afford it. So you really, even though it's unanimous, they are, anonymous, whatever. You know what I mean? They've already narrowed it down, right, to the people that can afford it. So
yeah.
you would know the two people.
That's very true. That's very, very true. Especially so Xavier would need to get $100 next week in order to afford it. If he doesn't, I guess he could claim that he didn't, but still, you're right. I mean, at most, it'll be Big D or Xavier, and those are the only two people that could theoretically afford it apart from Derek, if he is still there. It is also possible that if neither Big D or Xavier now, and this is what I mean when I say the audience is dumb enough to vote this some way, and it's because it's not their fault. They don't know where to vote. I don't think that the audience knew that giving Alyssa $75 would mean that Derek X goes home this week. I don't think they know that giving Big D another $100 next week means that even if Derek survives this week, he'd probably go next week. And it's hard to blame the audience when they are beholden to the edit of the episodes, which do not give us the full picture of what would happen with certain dollar amounts, which is part of why this is such a poorly designed twist. Mm-hmm. So it is theoretically possible that if neither Xavier or Big D gets $100 next week and Derek X is gone again, nobody would be able to afford the Coin of Destiny. So who knows what that means or what they might implement because of that.
But we're having a sale. The Coin of Destiny, 50% off.
So anyway, Derek X, Big D, and Claire received $100. Claire, in the episode, managed to move up to 100. That was actually a solid move from the audience, even though Claire is priced out of every other twist. She can't afford anything no matter what happens unless mm-hmm. they give more money. It still is good because it prevented somebody like Xavier from getting that 100, and now he is one step further away from being able to afford the Coin of Destiny. The $75 people were Hannah, Xavier, and Alyssa. So what happened is the audience, I imagine, they watched the episode. They saw that Derek X and Derek X and Claire wanted to flip the vote to save Brittany, and that they are the underdogs, and that's why Derek X and Claire are up at the 100. They saw three people not want this to happen: Tiffany, Hannah, and Xavier. But Tiffany was the person who they showed the most mm-hmm. shutting it down on the episode. She was the first person to shut it down. She shut it down the most. And the casual audience said, no, I don't like this, Tiffany. And so they did not vote for Tiffany this week, allowing Alyssa to come in and take that $75 spot, which allowed Alyssa to play in the roulette competition and seal Derek X's fate. The edits are not functional for the kind of audience participation that I think the producers are looking for.
Mm. Yeah, and I think also part of it is, Alyssa, for example, won, OTEV, so she was just featured heavily. So if it's like, well, I don't want to vote for Tiffany, I don't want to vote for this person, you can't do negative votes. You have to only do positive votes. And if you don't want to send your votes one way, then it's like, well, who else am I going to vote for? Sure. All right. Alyssa, like, she's neutral. I just don't want to vote for Tiffany, which I think could definitely also be the case. And with the, sort of the online super fans too, I feel like if a lot of them want to put their support towards Claire, then that also might take away support from other people as well. So I think it's not just the casuals. There is the small contingent of the online community that may change and shift things. But overall, really, it's the casuals and it's the way that the show is edited together.
Yeah. And ironically, anybody that voted for Alyssa just hurt Alyssa's game because it was very bad for her to have done what she just did.
Classic.
At this point, it's not even like that interesting to talk about. It's just a given that the audience will vote in the direction that is bad for the people that they like. That's how this twist operates.
Yeah. Oh God, I love fan votes. I just love them. Love them.
So that means, of course, Kylan, Sarah Beth, Azza, and Tiffany got the $50. So when we come back, there's just a lot of explanation going back and forth about why Alyssa took Big mm-hmm. D down when it was supposed to be Claire, and whoops. Oh, it was supposed to, so things went wrong. It's going back and forth. Sarah Beth and Alyssa are like lightly blaming each other.
Yeah.
But mostly blaming the situation that basically she had initially wanted to do Claire. And then she realized that, as you said, that if Xavier goes up and then he's up on the block next to Big D. And then Sarah Beth was like, oh, that was such a good point. I didn't know how to say no to that. And then Alyssa was like, I wouldn't have done it without the co-signing of the HOH. And so it went back and forth, but ultimately, again, it's just like, oh, it's just a series of unfortunate events. Oh man.
Oh no, but I, oh, but it wasn't my, it was our decision, but it was her decision, but it was my decision. There's a lot of like subtle shifting of blame around here. And this conversation gets repeated. I can't even tell you how many times between the, between Alyssa and Sarah Beth, between Claire and Alyssa, between, you know, Sarah Beth and Kai. There's just a lot of repeating of the same, like, how do we justify what happened essentially?
Yeah. Sarah Beth is going to spend so much of the day just like figuring out what to say to people and like how to get around different lies and what if she gets exposed for this. And I do appreciate that, but it kind of feels like somebody like tidying up their room on the Titanic, like as it's going down. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I appreciate the tidiness, but there are bigger things to worry about, Sarah Beth.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy that you're making your bed, but the room is on fire. So like, yeah, maybe you should put that out instead. But the bed looks lovely.
Mm, yes. So Alyssa's feeling very bad, of course, that she feels responsible. She won the roulette and now Xavier's on the block. This is exactly what the producers were looking for. Like, oh, her ally got on the block and it's all her fault. Like, not really, though. And of course, Xavier is going to take this opportunity to be like, hey, you didn't even cry this much for Christian.
Hey, so yeah. I hear we have compatible zodiac signs.
You
so.
Really feel, you feel bad for this. You feel bad about this, huh? Like, oh, you don't feel bad about it. Come on. Remember Christian? Remember how you didn't feel bad about him, but you do feel bad? Does that make you think at all?
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Like, when you, what do you think that means about your thoughts and feelings?
Sarah Beth says to the cameras, and I just thought this was just such a sad moment for her. She's very excited. Things are going so well right now. Sorry, America, but I'm sending your boy home.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so, yeah, I'm taking your boy out. No. But like, even from a, like, if she, okay, look, first of all, I appreciate that she's going to own her villain status, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like, yeah, and I'm going to take out your favorite player. I don't care. Like, blah, 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 whatever. Love that from her. But because she's in such a bad position and this is only hurting her game in the long term, then it just feels like, oh, so cringy. No, don't do this.
Yeah. Mm. It's not great. Not great. Mm-hmm. It's very like Fessy owning his villainy to Scotty. Like, yeah, I'm sending you home, boy.
Smack. Second coming of Faute.
Sarah Beth does fill Alyssa in on the plan, that the plan is to backdoor Derek X. And Alyssa's like, oh my God, I can't even stop from smiling because that's exactly what I would have done this week. So thanks for doing it for me.
Yeah, appreciate that. Okay, bye. and it took a little bit for Sarah Beth to end up revealing it, because Alyssa was like, oh, do you have a target? You know, and then eventually it was like, well, Sarah Beth's like, I'm not 100%, but I'm thinking if X comes down, I could put DX up. And Alyssa's like, yes, 100%. I am on board with that. Please, let's do that. That, I like that. Let's do that.
Yes. So Derek talks to Tiffany. She lets him know she only got $50 this week. He says he got 100 again. So he's guaranteed to play in it for that coup d'etat next week.
Yeah. You have to be in the house, though, to play for that. So
yeah, she says, look, Derek, I'm concerned because if you win that veto and you use it on Claire, I'm just worried that I would go up. And he says, oh, don't worry. I won't do that. I'm not going to use the veto if I win it. He says, okay, whew, that puts my mind at ease. But you should win it, Derek. I'm just worried for you, Derek. Just, you should make sure you win this veto.
Like, you should still go for it. Don't, yeah, please.
Win it.
Like, really, though, you should win it. Because, I mean, you know, Tiffany floats the idea of that, look, I'm scared if Claire comes off, you would be the one to go up. But don't use it on Claire. Like, leave, Claire's fine. Claire's going to stay against X. Of course. Not a problem. But you got to win it.
Yes. So this is obviously Tiffany not willing to break the cookout for both Claire and Derek X, but she is willing to sacrifice Claire for Derek X. She is hoping that Derek wins this veto and chooses to not use it. So she's taking a risk. I mean, encouraging him to win this veto means that he could decide to use it. And this is probably the most, like, even the fact that she's encouraging him to win is probably the most she's gone against the cookout in a long time in the game. Although I think, because both her and Hannah will be doing this, I don't think they recognize, I think they are very confident that he won't use it, which they should be. So I think that that risk, they're kind of like, it's not really a risk. We're just making sure that Derek X stays. But this is the plan. Derek X, if he wants to stay in this game, will need to be chosen to play in the veto, and he will need to win the veto. The only other option is if Hannah or Tiffany play, they may win and choose not to use it. That is currently the plan. If Hannah or Tiffany win, they would not use the veto in order to protect Derek X and sacrifice Claire. But either way, it will be a tricky situation for them because they will need to be on the wrong side of the vote for Claire, and that's going to be a whole thing. But basically, apart from a couple of specific scenarios, Derek, Hannah, or Tiffany will need to win the veto, and Hannah or Tiffany would need to not use the veto. And that's the only way that Derek can stay at this point. And there are 10 people in the house. 3 people are already playing, which means that 3 of the 7 remaining players will be chosen to play in the veto. Tiffany and Hannah are not 2 people that will be chosen to play, likely, unless Claire decides to choose Tiffany, which would be rough for her. Really, what Claire needs to... What Claire needs to do is talk to Derek X and be like, dude, you need to take me off the block! She needs to go, this is absolutely a backdoor play for you. So here's a deal I'll make you. I'll choose you in the veto comp, in the veto draw, if you promise me that you'll take me off this block. If they say they're going to put up Hannah, then that's just more proof than they're gunning for you. And you need me in this game. I'm more valuable to you than Hannah. Whatever it takes, Claire, you need this. And Derek X should be talking to Claire and saying, Claire, absolutely, I'll use it on you. No question. Mm-hmm. Don't care if he actually plans on, I actually do care if he actually plans on using it on her, but I'm just talking about one thing. There's only so many things I can criticize at once. Okay. But he should be promising that he'll use it on her so that she picks him to play, because that would decently increase his odds of being drawn in the veto and thus saving himself this week. And he knows that he's basically being told by both Hannah and Tiffany, you in danger. And he's like, oh man, I'm in danger, huh?
He's said to multiple people something about a backdoor. Like he talked to Xavier and even said like, oh, this might be the backdoor for me. Well, okay. So then if that's the case, what are we going to do to prevent it? Cause you didn't play for the wheel, which would have ensured that you were safe. Even if you had to use the power, you would have been safe, preventing you from a backdoor. And then that means you need to optimize your chances of getting the veto. Sure. Then you can make the decision later on if you do or don't want to use it, blah, 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 whatever. But like, you still need the opportunity to play to guarantee your safety. Proclaimed veto king, veto prince, whatever, but you got to play in the veto if you want to have the opportunity to try to prevent the backdoor from happening, or you need to work your butt off to try to get in Sarah Beth's ear. And it's just, it feels so passive from both DX and Claire that it just, oh, I want to see the fire. I want to see the passion. And I'm just, I don't know. Like, do they think they're in a better place than they are? That has to be the only situation I can think of.
I've been criticizing the passive gameplay of a lot of these players all season long. And it's really coming to roost here. Like, they just, these are smart people. We've seen them be smart before. But they do not have the drive here, to play hard enough. And it's really hurting them.
The main thing, because I was trying to put myself in their shoes, and if I'm in the house and I don't know about the cookout and I see Xavier, I would think, yeah, of course, he would be this massive target. He's, you know, strong, physical, smart. He's in a great place socially. We know that from the Pick'em competition, whatever. So maybe I'm just trying to justify it to myself of how I can excuse their behavior of like Xavier. Of course, he's such a big threat. It totally makes sense why everybody would want to take him out. Like, why wouldn't you want to vote this guy out? You know, he's an endgame threat. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because and I think like there's a sort of back, like there is the delusional Claire fan club. But there's also the like, why does everybody like Claire? She's dumb and just follows along with everything. But like that's not true either, right? Like Claire is somebody that has been trying to do things. She is not, you know, a Victoria or just like a, you know, right. a kind of like along for the ride person. She's been trying to go against the, you know, she tried to flip the vote before. She's wanted to make big shots with her HOHs. But the problem is that she hasn't won and that she doesn't have enough social capital to make anything happen. And primarily her problem is that she doesn't play hard enough. She is somebody who is too content to just kind of be like, well, I want this. I want this. I want that. It's okay. So it's fine.
No hard feelings.
Yeah. And that's where like, if we're gonna start, Claire bashing, it should be that she doesn't play hard enough. She's too passive. If she has the sort of like, you know, she's kind of in this, in a similar, like, you know, somebody who is a big fan of the show, Cliff comes on season 21. He's on the outs. He doesn't have the social capital. But he fights tooth and nail every single week, and fights his way down to the end through the big majority alliance. Claire, I think could have done that. She had the connections to Derek X, the way she had the connections to, Sarah Beth, the way that, the competitions have played out, the way that this week has played out. There were opportunities here that she did not take because she was too comfortable and she just was too passive. Here. Mm-hmm. Same is going to be true of Derek, but from a slightly different point of view because he has so much social capital and so much competition ability. But he is just too chill and too trusting of the people around him to give him the information. And he doesn't recognize that, you know, his relationship with Claire is the most genuine strategic relationship in the house, because she's the only one that talks genuine strategy with him. Everybody else talks nonsense strategy all the time, just very surface level stuff. When he talks to Claire, they're talking deep level strategy, and he doesn't recognize the value of that and the difference between those, and thus doesn't see how valuable she is to his game. But you know, for the both of them here, it's bad news. No good.
I think the other thing too is that as someone who's been a fan of the game for a long time, the audience has a tendency to root for the underdog. Claire, you just went from $50 to $100. You in danger, girl. That should be the red flag that you are the underdog. You were just put on the block and now you're on the block again. Plus the money. Again, it's like the whole, I know I'm not in the house, so it's tough. But for me, it just seems like the signs are there and they are blaringly obvious.
Like Claire, you're cool. You're not Derek X cool.
Right. Ouch.
You're not getting that $100 because of your personality.
Oh my gosh.
You're getting that $100 because you need it.
Yes. This is a strategic decision. 100%.
Yeah. Derek does talk to Sarah Beth. She asks him what he would do if Claire picked him to play in the veto. He said he'd have to think about it in that spot. What do you want me to do? And she kind of was like, well, you know, I don't really want to have to, if, you know, do, I don't want to do anything too big this week. And so, you know, if you were to use it, then I might have to put somebody else. So, you know, it would be great if I could. It's like, not. That would be cool.
Yeah, but like, you know, I don't know. It's not set in stone, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, and then this definitely doesn't contradict my whole thing about wanting Claire to come off the block in the first place. I don't worry about that.
It's the indifference, but there is a way that the indifference could go if certain events happen.
But make this is all. This is definitely not Kylan HOH 2.0. Just
this is my HOH. Yeah.
Derek did make a comment about how she made the exact same nominations as Kylan. I don't know how she doesn't see that this is terrible. Like even if you look at Sarah Beth's game without the existence of the cookout, let's even pretend that she can trust Kylan when she can't. It's still so bad for her to put her in this. It makes her look like such a lackey to just be railroaded like this and make the exact same nominations as the person that everybody already thinks is running her game.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know how do you think this helps your, like, even if you're trying to think way far ahead to the final two, how are you going to make an argument that, like, yes, and in the critical moment, I stepped in one HOH and did exactly what Kylan told me to do. You know, like, that doesn't give you any independence or any agency of your own to make a case at any point for your game.
Yeah. So Derek talks to Hannah. She says, you got to win this veto, Derek. Make sure you win it. And he says, I know, what if I don't get picked? I'll just have to watch. She'll be like, well, Tiffany and I will be playing for it as well. He's like, yeah. When am I going to stop having to rely on you guys for competitions? Because...
Was this, I think this was the same conversation when Hannah says, well, I've stopped throwing comps a few weeks ago. And Derek X is like, are you sure? I think you're still throwing them. You must still be throwing them.
Yeah. Hannah is then going to, she wants to name their final. We haven't named our final two. She's like, you have all these other named alliances. I don't have any with you. I feel left out. Mm-hmm. And so they start to talk about names. She later is like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I'm trying to send him home. Why would I be the one to advocate for this?
I mean, to be fair, though, one of the suggestion she feels the strongest about, in my opinion, was the garbage disposals. So he's like, can we just let's call it trash? She's like, no, garbage disposal.
When trash is the step up from your alliance name, then maybe you should reconsider what you've chosen to call your alliance. I was just imagining what all the little hand motions they could do, you know, as they pass each other and they're voting in the hallway, right? And like, whirr, and then they like spin their arms or something. Like that's, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. She then goes to talk to Kylan and lets Kylan know, because they were talking about it, or she was talking about it with Derek, that he doesn't really trust Kylan still. Just giving him the heads up that it's still not working, Kylan. Mm-hmm. Doesn't trust you. She does tell him though that if she wins the veto, she's keeping the nominations the same. He gets that. You know, if he wins, then you know, Derek will go home. If anybody else wins, Derek will go home. But you know, it makes sense. It makes some amount of sense. Okay, if you or Tiffany win, that you wouldn't use it, and then we'll just have to deal with Derek later. So he's not going to push back too much on this one as of right now. And Hannah is now kind of like, feel bad for them. Like, it's like, are they going to understand? You know. We haven't really heard Kylan's take on this, whether he feels guilty about the whole situation. We've talked about how he's the one sort of like really pushing that line the most, especially with Sarah Beth. And his stance on it appears to be, look, if they don't understand what we're doing, then screw them. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like this is sort of the one point in the game where maybe they could start to change their mind, but it almost feels like they're so far down the rabbit hole that even though they're having these moments of reconsideration, like, oh, maybe like me, I don't know, but I think it's too late. Like it's already, the plan is already in motion. And I think that it's just time to let it happen, I guess, if we must.
Hannah does talk to the cameras. She says she feels bad for the people not in the cookout, that they basically don't have a chance in this game, and that they're trying so hard And it's not going to matter at all.
She's like making a tea in the kitchen and talking to the cameras. And it's just, and this is, I mean, this was really pretty much my whole day, from nominations to then DX not playing in the roulette to then DX not talking that he's, you know, wants to play in the veto or to win the veto and take Claire off. And then this Hannah camera talk was just sort of solidified this like painful feeling of where Claire and DX are in the game. So thank you, Hannah, for summarizing that for me.
Yeah. And this is when she's she's like, why did I make him name the final two? That was dumb. She's like, I hope America understands the message and what we're trying to do here. Because people like Derek X and them will ultimately not have a chance of winning this game.
Yep. I mean, I think that's kind of like, that's one of the interesting things that fascinates me about the season in general, is sort of how the decisions are being made within what context, and then of course how they're being perceived. And so I think once we reflect back on the season, especially once we know the ultimate outcome, I think then it's going to be really interesting to hear. And then, you know, as far as what we know, Christian is the one who's heard about the Cookout Alliance, has been in support, understands what they're doing. You know, Brittany, we don't know. So once the other pawns like Claire and DX, Alyssa and Sarah Beth all start to fall, it's going to be very interesting to hear their perspectives.
So that's pretty much it here. Liana, anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I think that's it. The only other thing was the conversation I alluded to at the beginning, which is when Azza and Big D were talking to each other, and Azza said something along the lines of like, I just realized we're playing the floater game, which I thought was really funny. At least she recognized it.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we're the floaters, I guess. So that's pretty much what we have for you. Really, the thing left here is, of course, the veto draw. Will Derek X, Hannah, or Tiffany be chosen? If they do, can they win? I would say maybe a like less than 1% chance of Derek X winning, and also then realizing he needs to use it on Claire. Not impossible, but extremely, extremely unlikely at this point, which means that one of Claire or Derek X will be leaving this week. Likely Derek X, again, unless this veto competition plays out in the correct way. And in fact, the fact that Xavier was picked by the roulette is actually a curse here, for Derek X, because it means that Xavier has a guaranteed spot in this veto to stop him from winning, or anybody else. Which is, you know, of course, not ideal. If Xavier wins this competition, then Derek X will replace him and go up on the block next to Claire, which Sarah Beth is very excited for. Haha, Derek X versus Claire, which is the exact ideal cookout nominations that they wanted last week.
Yep. Champion of the cookout, Sarah Beth.
She's Frenchie 2.0. She's paving the way.
Good for her. I am 100% expecting, just based on the way this week has gone, for it to be Claire and DX sitting at the end with DX going home. So here's to hoping, but you know, it is what it is.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I'll of course be back tomorrow morning to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It's just going to come down to this veto. So I'll be able to update you on, what happens with the veto. And then the rest of the week will likely be locked in place at that point. If Derek X wins, we might have a couple days of like, maybe Claire will push hard enough. You know, not likely.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, of course, we'll be, recapping the episodes. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live during the episodes. I'll be also, playing some Among Us tomorrow with Puya and perhaps Liana.
I will not be there.
Not me.
So you can feel free to murder without me.
Okay. You can also find me on Twitter, of course, at Armstrong, Taryn, Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP, podcasting about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6, which we're planning on recording tomorrow, the Game Within a Game episode, which was really fun, assuming that Beth and I's power doesn't go out with the hurricane impending. But otherwise, look out for that. And yeah, you know, just chilling in these BB streets.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.